You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Just have a quick minute for an intro here today. This is the last part, at least, of what you're going to hear on the radio. 35 minutes was this sermon. Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the pure in heart. I've been thinking about that, pure in heart. You know, God promises, when you read back in Ezekiel chapter 36, He promises to give us a new heart. So the great wool has been pulled over our eyes, friends, is that you and I, we have a pure heart because God does good work. Ephesians 2 and 10, it says, you are His workmanship, God does good work. God's already replaced your heart of stone with a pure heart and a heart of flesh. And God does good work, and you are His workmanship. Oh boy, we're out of time. I invite you out to church tonight. We're in Daniel chapter 8 from 6 to 7 o'clock. Love to see you here. We're going to be introduced to Alexander the Great, but the animal is the leopard. Daniel chapter 8. Moving right along here. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, you can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. Right click it when you see it on there and download it, or write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, and I will email you, or I will mail you a copy free of charge, naturally. This CD, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. And I invite you out to church Sunday morning. We'll be back here tomorrow with the Second Thessalonians chapter 3 as we attempt to wrap that up as well. Here is the last part you're going to hear of Blessed Are the Pure in Heart.
Then look what he says. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Exceedingly glad? For great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Wow, who can do that? Exceedingly glad. This is like Powerball glad. That kind of glad. Like getting all whatever numbers on a Powerball. Exceedingly glad. Jesus said, when people lie about you and hate you and can't stand you, to be exceedingly Powerball kind of glad. Because you have got a reward waiting for you, Jane, that you know not of, for holding to His knee and not giving in to all the evil you see out here in the world. Not changing from what you know is right. You know marriage is between a man and a woman, and marriage comes from God. Stick to that. God says you'll be blessed. Don't give in to all the evil out here in the world. And God says, you'll be blessed. Blessed are all of you that hunger and thirst after doing the right thing. And you'll be blessed. Are you starting to see what and who Jesus calls and considers to be blessed through reading this? Let's cover some more, shall we? The next subject heading is, you and I are salt and light. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. So salt that's lost its flavor is worthless and good for nothing, he says. Salt is, or was, a preservative. But also, salt makes something taste good. I mean, who, other than Donna, would ever eat a French fry without salt on? Or a baked potato, or a boiled egg. So salt that's lost its flavor is worthless. So Jesus says that you are the salt of the earth, meaning you are the ones responsible for giving some flavor to this world. You are the ones. You are responsible. You are the light of the world. Oh, wait, that's the next verse. You are the light of the world, verse 14. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. We should have done that song this morning, Darren. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify you for what you've done. No, that's not what it says. Glorify your Father up in heaven. May what you do bring him glory. Not yourself. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. At least you are now. Now that Jesus is gone. Because Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of this world. He that follows after me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now that he's no longer here, it falls on you. You are his witnesses now. You are the Jehovah's Witnesses. Don't let them corrupt what that means. Like a rainbow. You are now the Pied Piper of Hamelin. The light to lead people to Jesus Christ. By how you live, by what you do, by what you won't do. By what you won't do leads as many people to Christ. By the words that come out of your mouth. By the words that won't come out of your mouth, for that matter. I mean, you are different, right? Paul said, let your speech be full of grace, seasoned with salt. Now, John said this. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So your works are very important. James said this, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, or apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? How many talents has he given you? 5? 2? 1? What are you doing with the talents he's given you? If I come to your house, will I find a shovel there? Next paragraph. Christ fulfills the law. Verse 17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until all is fulfilled. So what does he mean by that? Well, some messianic synagogues have this verse in their statement of faith on the front page of their hymnals in response to their assertion that Jesus never abolished the Old Testament law. And that is 100% correct. He did not come to abolish the Old Testament law. He says it out of his own mouth. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. What does that mean? That means his mission here is to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies written about him. Fulfill scripture. Like, blessed is he who comes in the name of the law. It's fulfilling the law and the prophets. Or, behold, your king is coming to you, right, lowly and riding on a donkey. The colt, the foal of a donkey. That is Matthew 5:17 in practice. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. That is why he took people aside, like you read about on Easter, resurrection morning, when he's on the road to Emmaus. It says, beginning with Moses and the prophets, he showed them all the things concerning himself. Because he did not come to abolish the law, he came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill the law. Like, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Or behold, a virgin will be with child. They will call his name Emmanuel. His government, the government will be on his shoulders. He came to fulfill that, not to destroy that. Which means he also fulfilled this. Isaiah 53, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He didn't come to destroy that. He came to fulfill that. You've misunderstood. Jesus would say, you err, not knowing the scriptures. That doesn't mean the law is still in effect over you. That means Jesus' mission is to fulfill everything written about him. Now, in verse 19, the Lord will give us some more truths to live by, or die by, for that matter. Verse 19. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. I've quoted that one out of the King James Version. Translation, these guys, all right, he's pointing to Pharisees, that unless you are better than these Pharisees, you will in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. These guys over here are perfect on the outside. They won't lift a stick on a Saturday. And here comes a rule to live by. Unless you are better than these guys that are perfect, you shall in no case. I love that. Like the judge in a courtroom. Next case. Right? But your honor, all I did was stumble at one point. Next case. In no case. Every hearing before God, the gavel goes down and he says, guilty.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.